Hailing frequencies are open because this is Geek History Lesson Extra, and I am Jason Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you are beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon. And we are back again talking about Star Wars.
We are. We're talking about more Ahsoka Tano. What are we going to be talking about?
We are going to be doing like predictions, hopes, dreams, thoughts.
Hopes and dreams for a television
rude
show?
Rude remarks about, no, about the Ahsoka Tano show.
So okay.
Even our criticisms are always meant with respect for the creators because making anything is hard.
Yes.
Like so hard.
Even a book, a cartoon, a television show, they're impossibly hard.
Yeah, it's hard for us It's hard for us to make this podcast, much less an entire television show.
By the way, I searched for Ahsoka's theme through the years. I don't know if you want to take a listen.
Oh my God, I would love
to. You want to take a listen to this?
Yes.
Because I was curious. You know, a big thing of Star Wars with John Williams is characters have themes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a video here that has her theme from Clone Wars, her video here that has her theme from Rebels, and a theme from The Mandalorian. So I thought,
contrast and compare a little bit.
This might be complete bunk. It's just a YouTube video.
Hey, that's what you pay for, friends.
But let's find out. Let's listen. I don't know what Ahsoka. So this is Ahsoka's theme by Kevin Kiner from The Clone Wars.
You're reckless, little one. You never would have made
it. Anakin voice.
Be quiet, Anakin.
Come on.
Hero theme in a minor mode. Interesting.
Okay, so that is Clone Wars. All right, I'm going to fast forward a little bit until I see Rebels here.
Dee 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 dee. That's definitely going to be it.
Okay, so here's Rebels. You don't really hear anything, just a bunch of stuff happening.
That's a bass flute.
Then you will die.
That's Darth Vader talking to her. And of course, the internet has YouTube has decided to stop. All right, so we're gonna go fast. That to me doesn't sound anything like the other one.
But, nope.
Okay. All right. So here is the Mandalorian,
which has a great score.
It's
my favorite thing about it.
Goranson.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling this is not gonna sound anything like the other ones.
That's
fine. YouTube is taking a while to go. So if you want to continue the conversation, then I'll let you know where this is going to go.
Yeah. So I found an official synopsis of everything that we know about the Ahsoka series.
Oh, please read.
It's about four lines long. I thought I would read it and then we can sort of go from
sure.
there. In December 2020, Ahsoka was announced. Developed by Favreau and Filoni, it exists alongside The Mandalorian and Rangers of the New Republic through interconnected stories culminating in a, quote, climactic story event, end quote. Rosario Dawson headlines the series, reprising her role as Ahsoka Tano. It will be a limited series.
I don't think we're going to get the Ahsoka Tano theme.
That's fine.
So.
So I just want to point out that I didn't know until doing research for this that these are supposed to be interconnected stories culminating in a climactic story event.
What are?
The shows. I literally just said that.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant specifically her season.
So
that could literally be interpreted 1,000 different ways.
Well, to me, I'm like, oh, great. So it's going to be a movie. Like, they're going to do a movie with all these characters in it. That's what this climactic story event is going to happen.
Sure, I guess.
And I definitely think that's a choice. I think it's a weird choice. Jason, do you in any way believe this is only going to be one season long?
Yep. Yes, I do.
You don't think that if it's successful, they'll just back up the money truck to Rosario Dawson? I mean, she did like a bunch of Marvel shows where she was only a supporting player.
That's fair. You know, I don't know. Look, Star Wars is Disney's biggest moneymaker next to Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're number two. I don't think Star Wars makes the money anymore. I think Marvel does. And I don't know, man. Rosario Dawson is a weird bird. And what I mean by that is that she does not typically make decisions that you would think an actor would make.
Mm-hmm.
That would go for the money or follow for the thing. She doesn't do that type of stuff. So I don't see it being more than one season. I'll tell you this. I don't want it to be more than one season because I already think we've gotten all the stuff of Ahsoka, and every single time Ahsoka Tano to me in Star Wars is like the angels in Doctor Who. Every single time Ahsoka shows up again, I like her a little bit less and a little bit less.
In the post-Disney Star Wars, she is a hat on a hat on a hat on a hat.
Yes. And to me, to be honest with you, for me, every time she shows up, she just creates more logic problems.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm like, well, why didn't she help Luke? Or why didn't she go to the Death Star? Why didn't she join the Rebellion? You know, because if she just sits over in the corner and does nothing, then to me, she's not heroic.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I would probably say that Ahsoka is up there in my favorite Star Wars characters. But I will also add that the more I see of her post-Rebels, the less happy I am.
Well, let's design it this way. We wanted to talk about, like, what do we want to see in the Ahsoka Tano show? And you and I have both kind of the idea that Ahsoka probably should have only lived in the prequels.
Yes.
What could they do in that show to make you very excited and very interested?
Make it an animated show?
That
actually, I know. Come on. It's a joke.
Come on.
I'm being intentionally obtuse. You know, it's tough.
That's me shooting down that idea.
It's really tough because you and I have pitched, what should Star Wars shows be? What should Star Wars movies be? And I always go to Ahsoka, and now they're giving me Ahsoka. And I know that there are some people who are like, but you're backpedaling or you're obfuscating or things like that. And that is true. And that's because I'm not completely pleased with the casting choice of Ahsoka.
Sure.
And it's just because I'm not in love with The Mandalorian the way that everyone else in the world seems to be. It's just an opinion. It's not a judgment. It's not a value judgment. So the idea that the same team is going to be working on Ahsoka is not terribly, terribly appealing to me. My short, vague answer is I want something different. My issue with post-Disney Star Wars that's not Rebels is that it feels very homogenized to me.
I agree.
The way Marvel movies and Marvel content feels homogenized.
And Star Wars never used to feel homogenized.
No,
I know it was only made by one guy, basically.
Right, but the prequels feel very different from the original trilogy. The original Clone Wars show, even the Genndy Tartakovsky stuff, feels very different than the movies or than the respective shows. Like, that can be very exciting. And I think if you're not taking advantage of that, you're wasting the fact that you're a sci-fi fantasy, like that you're in that genre in the first place.
I agree.
Since we are never going to get a show where we get to see Luke's Jedi Training Center.
Yes.
I would actually like to see Ahsoka maybe reopen Jedi. Like, I would like to see Ahsoka maybe recruiting young Force sensitives. I think that could be really neat.
Interesting.
You
don't think they're just going to do her searching for Ezra and Thrawn?
I mean,
especially if they're building towards a Thrawn movie.
Maybe. Are they?
Well, you just told me that they were building towards an event.
A climactic story event. Look, if
Thrawn seems to be the answer to that.
If they don't cast Raoul Coley as Ezra, I'm not here for it.
This is the best thing about The Mandalorian. The score.
It's incredible. But so that's what you think it's going to be? You think it's going to be her searching for...
I think it's Thrawn.
Ezra and Thrawn?
I think it's Thrawn. I don't know if it's Ezra, because Ezra is just like Ahsoka. Where
he kind of can't be around.
Yeah, and I don't know how you conclude that story.
Yeah.
Now Dave Filoni is a much better writer than me, and if he's got a way, great.
But yes.
Off the top of my head, gun to my head right now, I have no idea.
I kind what of you agree. Do
with, and, I'd, to, and when I have that idea, I'm like, okay, we just don't talk about them anymore.
I will say, though, as a credit to the Disney machine, if you'd asked me what WandaVision is going to be, I would have been like, I don't freaking know.
Oh, I could have told you, Wanda. They're doing exactly with Wanda what I thought they were going to do. They're basically doing House of M.
And yes, but I mean, like, I didn't have a ton of interest in that either. Mm-hmm. It's about a character I'm not super hot on in a time period I don't really care about in the MCU. And they've made a delightfully interesting show out of it. So that's like my hope for Ahsoka.
Sure.
Because honestly, I'm more interested in her... in a previous version of her.
Yep.
And this is not going to be a show set during Rebels or set during Clone Wars. That'd be asinine.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a show moving forward. And I don't know, because I think the most interesting stuff in Star Wars is in its history. It's back in the Old Republic. It's in the before times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not necessarily sure how much I need to see them find another baby Yoda somewhere. Well, I know I just pitched her collecting Padawans, but...
You did. I mean, I'm going to say...
Not a baby.
I'm going to say the thing that a lot of people are not going to dig, and that is I kind of want Star Wars to take a rest and go away.
You and me both.
I'm kind of over Star Wars right now. Like, there is too much Star Wars now, and we're getting 12 more shows. Now, I know a lot of people are like, there's only been The Mandalorian for the last year, and I'm like, yeah, that's true, but... We've literally had a Star Wars movie almost every year for the last 6 years.
Well, if you count the books and the comics, too, like, we're literally drowning
we're
in content.
We're drowning Star Wars, yeah.
Also, Resistance was on during that time.
No, I know there was
a
couple years, yeah, but we had Force Awakens, we had Rogue One, we had Last Jedi, we had Solo, we had Rise of Skywalker. Am I missing one?
I don't know.
I think that's it. And then we had Mandalorian 1 and Mandalorian 2. And yeah, comics have been published the entire time.
And Clone Wars and Resistance.
Clone Wars has been on.
And the bots, the droid shorts,
Rebels
which I actually really like.
Rebels was on during this time.
Now we have all the High Republic stuff coming out, the new books, the new comics.
Like a weird, you know, and I naturally lean more Star Trek than Star Wars. It's, it's just the universe that I prefer. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, absolutely not.
And if
not.
You love Star Wars, great. But for me, I kind of like that. I wish Star Wars would do this. I kind of like that there's only ever one Star Trek thing on at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Like Picard comes on and it finishes. And then a couple weeks later, here's Discovery and it finishes. Now here's Lower Decks and it finishes. And then now we're in this period where Discovery just finished and it could be a year before we see another Star Trek show.
Well, part of that is also the pandemic.
It is a little bit, yes. And we're going to go into this period because they're filming Boba Fett right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're also going to start filming Mandalorian here in a couple months, I heard. So we're going to get Mandalorian and Boba Fett at the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly at the same time.
Yeah. And I mean, one assumes that they're starting Ahsoka at some point as well in there.
I assume somewhere over the course of this year, they're starting production on most of the other. Oh, they are filming Andor already too.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. They're filming that Cassian Andor show that I don't know anybody asked for besides the guy that plays Cassian Andor.
Diego Luna?
Yes. Besides Diego Luna wanted a paycheck, I don't know who the hell was asking for that show. But, I don't know. It's weird, right? Because even though we've only had The Mandalorian for the last 2 years, I feel like I'm drowning in Star Wars.
I agree.
And I'm kind of like, I would be fine if this franchise, like, took a 5-year break.
Yes. And I think when people say that, they think we mean that we don't like something.
Star Wars.
And I want to make it very clear that it's a feeling much more akin to, if you've never felt it, I'm sure everyone has felt this sometime, it's much more akin to, like, you like chocolate, but then you eat too much chocolate and you're like, I've got to stop and lie down or I'm going to be sick. Like, to me, it's a similar feeling.
You know,
I want to miss it.
Right now,
Star Wars movies don't feel special anymore.
Right now, they don't. They do not feel special at all. And now, when we get 13 of them, it's just going to be like, okay. We've said this before. We now live in a world where there's more bad Star Wars than there is good Star Wars. We also now live in a world where there are now more bad Star Trek than there is good Star Trek.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten to that point with Marvel yet, but it will happen.
I think we're not that far off, though.
It happens to every franchise that
it's just a numbers game.
That is overexploited.
Absolutely.
Because the great, we talked about him on one of the previous podcasts, the great Len Wein.
Mm.
Len Wein always said that continuity ties your weakest writer to your best writer. And that is true for Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that could make me care about Ahsoka, the Ahsoka show, is Thrawn. But then the other thing that I really want to see, the thing that would like blow me away, is also the thing that I don't want them to do.
Mm.
Have Ahsoka meet Luke.
Well, or Obi-Wan.
Well, Obi-Wan is dead at this time.
Doesn't matter.
Is dead.
You know this
period.
Is Star Wars. They can force ghost anyone back. They feel like it. They've brought actual dead actors back on screen.
Well, they could have her talk to force ghost Obi-Wan. That is true. And
Ewan's shooting. So.
Well, they reveal that Ewan's going to start shooting Obi-Wan in a couple months here. In Los Angeles, by the way. So, but after scenes, big spoilers for Mandalorian season 2. Big spoilers. You ready? Here they come. When we see Luke Skywalker on Mandalorian season 2, CGI Luke Skywalker, he doesn't look great. And that's why I don't want them to do it, because I know you can't do it. Because I don't want Ahsoka to talk to CGI Luke Skywalker.
I agree.
But that's the only thing that I would care about. You know, like, I'm interested in Ahsoka having a relationship with the son,
Anakin's son
of her mentor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she is sort
who
of...
who she loves.
Yeah, because it would be like the daughter of Anakin and the son of Anakin meeting.
Oh, I think it would be much more like an aunt and a nephew.
Sure, or something like that.
Because she's actually closer as a peer to Anakin.
Well, yes, and they also made her race very ageless, so like she can now live forever. But
yeah.
I don't, you know... At this point, I don't want an Ahsoka show. And it's so funny because 3 years ago, if you would have asked me, I would have been like, hell yes.
I think you actually said this to me one of the first times I brought it up. If we were going to get Ahsoka in live action,
yeah,
should have been a movie. A Star Wars story. A perfect use of a Star Wars story.
Agreed.
I fear a series might literally be too much.
But Disney Plus, we've got to get those subscribers.
There is such a thing as too much.
There is a such a... And knowing when you've reached that oversaturation point doesn't mean you hate it. I still love Star Wars. I'm looking at Star Wars action figures in this office right now.
I think I own every single Ahsoka action figure. So, like, don't come at me and tell me I don't like Star Wars.
Yeah, or I don't understand it.
Exactly.
Like
yeah.
It's just like...
It's just preference. That's all. These are just our opinions.
Well, it is one of those things, like, you can only go to the well so many times before the well dries up. And
everybody's mileage is going to vary on that.
Yeah, and for me, I feel like that well is... pretty dry.
Yeah, there's like a couple spots down there.
There's a couple droplets down there.
Honestly, for me, the stuff that I'm enjoying the most is coming from the books. Like, if Claudia Gray is on it, or E.K. Johnson is publishing, like, another Padme book, I'm very excited in that. I'm excited for the High Republic stuff. Cavan Scott's doing really neat things.
That's what I was going to say, because we haven't seen anything like that. Because
at least it's different. Even if totally it's not your thing, or the art is not your thing, like, it's literally new, and that is very exciting to me.
The other 10 shows, they all kind of seem like they're taking place in this post- Return of the Jedi pre...
They're all happening at one planet over from each other
from
at
the
same time. Yeah, exactly. Bury that.
Yeah, and you're just like, well, I've seen this time period. I know what it is. I don't care. Whereas the High Republic, you're like, oh, this is brand new. I've never seen Jedi acting like this before. And this is interesting.
And it doesn't have to reference everything. Not everyone has to be a Palpatine or a Skywalker or a Kenobi. Yep. It can be like whoever. And if we get a last name...
Although Yoda is in High Republic, by the way.
I know. He's in the comic book. Yeah. But I mean, it doesn't all like everything is a Skywalker now. You know.
And on that note, everyone, we've come to that point.
Oh yeah, don't forget the episode of the Muppet Show where he shows up. That's going to be great. Also on Disney Plus.
What?
Luke Skywalker.
Okay. I was like, please give some context.
Nah, you figured it out. You're fine.
Well, the listeners wouldn't.
Yeah, they're fine.
The listeners can't see your face, actually. I don't know if you know this, but they can't.
Hey, don't make me call you Sky Guy one more time.
Oh my God, YouTube is just going down right now.
They don't like my Star Wars guff.
They don't like our Star Wars guff. So we asked for if you go down to the comments of the episode you're listening on Patreon, patreon.com/Jawline of this GHL Extra episode, we'll read some of the comments. And again, universal comments are better. There we go. This one comes from The Phantasm, who on a previous extra said, hearing Jason talk about Superman gets me choked up sometimes, which I thought was very nice.
That's so sweet.
Very nice. And Phantasm, thank you so much.
That's so beautiful.
Phantasm has been a long patron, and I really appreciate them.
Yeah. Him. I know his government
name.
Is
it him?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
that's me assuming. He has a male name.
Okay. Well, Phantasm, thank you so much. Phantasm with a Z, and you're going to love the... Are the Superman episodes before this one or after this one?
After this one.
Okay.
This one comes out after Magic.
I don't know.
But before Jonathan
I'm
Kent.
Lost in our calendar right
now.
We're recording out of order. We're recording out of order. So, yeah. Phantasm, well, we got 2 weeks of Superman coming up.
So hold on to your butt.
Or you just enjoyed 2 weeks of Superman.
No, it's after. Next week is Jonathan Kent.
Okay.
Yeah. So next week, you're going to be real happy. The week after that, you're going to love it.
You got 2 weeks of Superman coming up, and you're going to love it.
Yeah. That's what I said to someone on Twitter when they asked for WandaVision stuff.
What did you say?
Said you're going to love the next 2 weeks.
Oh, there you go. Fair enough. All right. Thank you so much for the support, patrons. You guys make this podcast happen, and we love you for it. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Asha Victoria Robinson.
Bye-bye, super friends.